pushing boundaries and redefining what is possible. For 75 years, SRS has created a legacy worth celebrating. Creating solutions to the greatest environmental, nuclear, and national security challenges. Maintaining a safe and secure nuclear stockpile. Promoting scientific excellence and innovation. And using unique capabilities for environmental cleanup and nuclear material disposition. For 75 years, we have ensured the nation and our allies have remained safe, secure, and free. Since the 1950s, one thing is certain. SRS responds to America's call. A call defined by possibilities and tradition for generations. Our new missions are taking shape. While our roots in safety and security remain a top priority, we will advance with fresh technology, designs, and superior capabilities. With every new day and mission, we advance the calling to serve America. We are SRS, and for 75 years, we deliver.
Tonight's Green Jackets game is proudly sponsored by Sarah's Farm Adventure, your fall family fun destination. Mark your calendars. Sarah's Farm opens September 19th through November 16th with exciting activities for all ages. Don't miss Pumpkin Fest, packed with pumpkins, hay rides, corn mazes, and more. Sarah's Farm Adventure is the place to be this fall and has more to come this winter. Visit sarahsfarmadventure.com for all the details, and we'll see you on the farm. Welcome, fans, to one of our favorite nights of the year. It's Bluey Night! Hooray! Bluey is here and ready to have some fun with you out in center field. She'll be popping in for the fun during special 30-minute meet-and-greet windows tonight. Don't worry, we'll let you know when it's time to start lining up for your chance to say good day, get a hug, snap a pic, and maybe do a little floss with Bluey. So keep your ears open and your imaginations ready. It's time for make-believe, giggles, and lots of Bluey fun. And in honor of Bluey Night, we're serving up fairy toast. Oh yeah! It's a delicate piece of white bread topped with icing and sprinkles. Simply amazing. Get your fairy toast at the back nine and dessert cart. Tonight, we're also thrilled to celebrate some of our most spirited, brave, and kind-hearted guests we know, our Girl Scouts. From making the world a better place to being amazing friends and teammates, you inspire us with your courage, confidence, and character. We're so glad you're here to share this special night together. We'll be hosting our sleepover and movie after the game. Thank you, Girl Scouts, for all that you do, and welcome to your night to shine. Fans, welcome again to tonight's game. We'll get things going shortly. Good evening once again, fans. We have a special video for you. Once again, fans, thanks so much for being here at SRP Park. Please turn your attention to the field for a special pre-game ceremony with M. Austin Jackson and the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Augusta.
All right, yes, we are here to present our Doubles for Dollars from M. Austin Jackson, injury lawyers. Your Augusta Green Jackets this season have hit 72 doubles, meaning that the total that's going to be donated is $7,200. And from the M. Austin Jackson injury lawyers, we have the man himself, Austin Jackson, to say a few words.
Thanks so much, David. Thank you all, everybody. Thanks for being here. What a lovely night. Thanks, Abigail, for coming from the Boys and Girls Club. We're so proud to be a part of the Green Jackets organization this season, and even prouder to be helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Augusta. It's truly a wonderful organization, and my firm couldn't be prouder that your Green Jackets hit 72 doubles, and so $7,200. We're very, very, very pleased. So, thank you, David, and go Green Jackets.
Now let's go down to the field for tonight's ceremonial first pitches.
Good afternoon, SRP Park. How are we doing today? Come on, you guys can do better than that. How are we doing today? All right, well, it's time for our Mega Softball ceremonial first pitches. First up, we have a birthday here. This gentleman is turning 10. Give it up for John Lane. Next up, this gentleman is also celebrating his birthday. He is turning 12. Give it up for Graham. Nice bullet there. And from SRNS, we have Edwin. Right down the middle. Good job, Edwin. And last but not least, from M. Austin Jackson Injury Lawyers, we have the man himself, the Augusta guy, Austin Jackson. Round of applause for all of our Mega Softball ceremonial first pitches.
Mega Soft Wash is Augusta's number one pressure washing company. Soft washing is the safest way to clean your property. Set up an appointment with Mega Soft Wash by visiting megasoftwash.com.
Island that I own, and rested and alone, surrounded. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. On a hot and sunny evening along the Savannah River, we bring you Green Jackets Baseball on the Augusta Green Jacket Baseball Network. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. We've got you on the Tax Slayer pregame show, just about 10 minutes away from first pitch. Only three ball games remaining in the regular season. We will finish out the campaign on Sunday afternoon. Green Jackets have secured a winning record on the 2025 year, and they will look for back-to-back W's against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ballers have won two of three games this week, picked up W's on Monday and Wednesday, but it was the Green Jackets who controlled the pace early last night and got a pair of stellar pitching performances to ensure a shutout win. Green Jackets victorious by the final score of 7-0. The offense was led by Tanner Smith, catcher in his first game at SRP Park, and the righty out of Miami club not one but two homers, his first two of his professional career. Green Jackets would tack on a handful of other runs after that, but they really didn't need much offense to begin with, as top prospect Cam Caminiti ended out his 2025 season in style by going six scoreless innings with seven strikeouts. Caminiti back-to-back quality starts to end his first pro season. The Green Jackets getting all the outcome they could hope for from Caminiti, who will end his year with an ERA of a minuscule 2.08. And on the back end, Cade Woods, on his 23rd birthday, worked three scoreless innings himself. It was the third nine-inning shutout of the year for the Green Jackets, and only the second one here at home. It also kept the bullpen very well rested, and Winston Sawyer trying to even the series with his squad tonight. Jeremy Reyes will take the ball one last time this summer for the Green Jackets. Reyes has come alive his last three starts. Another 19-year-old on the mound, this one a right-hander out of Venezuela. Reyes, some early season shoulder issues, missed about a month, and then he piece by piece improved his command, got the velocity more consistently, and we have seen the best version of Reyes in the season's final month. Jeremy, in his last three starts, has gone 19 2/3. He has allowed just seven hits and one earned run, striking out 21 batters in that time, including a career-high 10 when he saw these very same Cannonballers on the road 3 weeks ago. Reyes this year 3-5, a 2.58 ERA. He has added a cutter to his repertoire in the last couple weeks. It has rounded out and diversified his portfolio, and the faith that he has shown in that cutter has enabled him to work more frequently with the fastball, the slider, the changeup, and the sinker as well. Jeremy's got five strong pitches to lean on, and he will turn to any of them seemingly at any time. On the opposite side, it's another interesting prospect, the number 21 prospect in the White Sox organization. Matias Lacombe, the Frenchman, takes the ball today for what will likely be his final outing of the year. For Lacombe, it's his seventh appearance and fifth start with the Cannonballers. He tore up the Arizona Complex League after a delayed start to his pro career. He had some lat issues last year, never really got off the ground. This year, though, Lacombe, after being really overmatching just about every hitter he saw in rookie ball, has turned up the pace here in Kannapolis. Now, his worst outing as a pro came against these Green Jackets 3 weeks prior. He went just one inning of relief, allowed four hits and four runs. But other than that, Lacombe has been solid, a 4.3 ERA, and he stacks up the strikeouts well, has 20 in less than 15 innings with the Cannonballers. Now, Lacombe is still on a very tight pitch count. He is not likely to go more than three innings, even if he's cruising. And so the Green Jackets will have another chance against the Baller bullpen, which they have had strong success against this year. When the Cannonballers have gotten scoreless outings from their pen, they have picked up W's this year against Augusta and really against everybody else. The pen is what Chad Pinder's team lives and dies by, and that's because the offense knows how to create at the top of the order. Jordan Sprinkle, Eli Brown, and George Wolko, the top three hitters, can get on, get over, and get in at any time. Sprinkle, as many steals as anybody in the White Sox organization. Brown has hit the ground running since being drafted out of Mercer, and Wolko, one of the preeminent power threats in the Carolina League. So Reyes has his work cut out for him. He dominated the Ballers in August, 10 Ks in 6 2/3 innings, with just one unearned run allowed in that frame. and he'll hope for a similar look today. He'll have Logan Forsythe to piggyback late in the game. Lots of available relievers for both of these bullpens to utilize. But Elvin Nina made it clear pregame. He wants six innings out of Reyes. That is the goal, because you don't know how long Forsythe is able to go. And with Landon Beitelschies set to throw tomorrow on a tight pitch count, the fewer arms utilized, the better. Reyes has gone quality start five times this year, including each of his last three games. So if Jeremy's on the way he has been, he can certainly give you some length. And we will see which version of Reyes we get in his final start of his age 19 season. We're ready for the national anthem and then first pitch here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network between the Ballers and Jackets at SRP. Miss Anita Sullivan kicks us off, and we've got Friday Night Baseball in front of a near sellout crowd. It is Bluey Night at SRP Park, so fans and families alike settling in to see good baseball and everyone's favorite healer. Once again, I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Pleasure to be with you. Hot, sunny, but altogether beautiful for early September along the Savannah River. Green Jackets picked up a 7-0 win last night, third shutout of the year, and their first win in three tries against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this week. Three more games left on the docket. This is the final week of the regular season. Green Jackets, having already clinched us above 500 record, look for back-to-back Ws. Kannapolis' lineup returning to what we saw in their two wins Monday and Wednesday. Jordan Sprinkle, Eli Brown, George Wilco, the top three. Anthony DiPino, a consistent presence at the cleanup spot. He will play first. Colby Shelton back at shortstop, hitting in the five hole. Miguel Santos over to second. Caleb Freeman out in right field. First time he's played right as a pro. Arxie Hernandez back over at third. He bats eighth. And Adrian Heal, after he had to leave the game due to injury two nights ago, is back in the lineup and behind the plate. Green Jackets have 19-year-old Jeremy Reyes on the mound. He has dazzled in his second pro season with the Green Jackets. Spent the very tail end of 2024 here, got hurt and missed the last couple months of the season. Jeremy, though, this season has been one of the best arms the Green Jackets have put out consistently. 3-5, a 2.58 ERA in 17 starts, and he has given up just one earned run in his last 20 innings. Reyes locked down the Cannonballers 3 weeks ago, 6 2/3, 10 Ks, those 10 strikeouts, the most by any Green Jacket pitcher in a single game this season. He's got a five-pitch mix and picks up swings and misses on each and every one of them. Waiting for the gate to be closed out in deep left center. It will be taken care of by the grounds crew, and now Jordan Sprinkle can step in. 88 degrees and sunny, no wind to speak of. First pitch of the night is outside for ball one. So we start right on time at 7:05, final Friday of the year. Green Jackets in there. Friday, Reds one last time. Sprinkle pops it up third base side. Mateo into foul territory. Tanner Smith with him, and it's into the dugout by a couple inches. Mateo got a late break towards the fence. That ball was over the railing, would have taken a heroic effort to make that play for Smith or Mateo, and Sprinkle gets new life, 1-1 count. Ray is able to get the fastball in on the hands. He will show you a fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. Full five-pitch arsenal. Breaking ball wrapped on the ground to third base. Mateo, low throw, and it's dug out by Joe Olsovsky for the game's first out. Mateo and Olsovsky combined to put away Sprinkle. Breaking ball stayed in the center of the zone a little bit longer than Jeremy would have liked, but Sprinkle put it on the ground, one away. Here's Eli Brown, who has been unstoppable this week and is riding an 11-game hit streak. 6 for 13, 6 ribbies against Augusta. He lays off 94 in the dirt, ball one. Brown a semi-day off today. He is the designated hitter rather than his everyday spot of center. Back-to-back fastballs missed down, and Brown's ahead 2-0. Jeremy this season, generally his command improves inning by inning. The earlier he finds it, the better he can be. This is pulled on the ground to the right side. Dixon Williams into shallow right field, and he makes the throw. 2 up, 2 down. The rest of the defense for the Green Jackets. Hayden Freeze, Owen Carey, John Estevez left to right in the outfield. Mateo, John Heal, Williams, and Olsovsky on the dirt. And the catcher is Tanner Smith for the second night in a row. Time is called. The training staff is going to walk out. They saw something on Jeremy Reyes they didn't like. So Elvin Nino, Winston Sawyer, and the AT Dan Gertner are going out to look at Reyes. His fastball 90 to 92 for the most part in this inning. Jeremy's consistently 93 to 95. He's been up to 97, 98 this year. And so they want to make sure that he is all right. Now, nobody's at 100% right now. You play this long of a season, there's fatigue in everybody. Reyes whips in a warm-up pitch. Shakes out the shoes a little bit. We'll see exactly what they're looking at here. Reyes a little grimace after that, but he says he's fine. Gives the thumbs up to Elvin Nina, the pitching coach. Nina always extra protective of his young charges. He's one of the best developmental pitching coaches in the lower levels of minor league baseball. Been around a long time, and there are very few stories that have not ended in success under his watch. So Reyes stays in the ballgame. George Wolko is the batter. He's in center field for the first time. 1 for 12 this week, but a bunch of hard contact. Reyes to the windup. Change up off the end of the edge, or off the end of the bat. Strike one. Cannonballers have racked up some strikeouts. Both teams have this series. Lots of plus stuff on both mounds. Inside, 1-1. That was the changeup in around the ankles. Jeremy, first time through. Changeup is his go-to against lefties. He'll start to work the backdoor cutter in late in games. Fastball spun the opposite direction. That's carrying away from Hayden Freeze, and it will fall foul as it just kept slicing towards the 330 sign. It was a bit of a strange swing for Wolko. Fastball running away from him at 94, but it ended up center cut. And he did. He just hooked it that direction. Like a driver gone awry on the course. 1-2 count on Wolko. Reyes trying to put away the side in order. Fouled off. Wolko stays alive. And if there was any question about Jeremy's health, he just hit 96 with that fastball. So he seems to be all right, regardless of what the coaching staff was checking on. Still ahead on Wolko. Fouled off, well struck, but late on the outside fastball. Couple heaters in a row for Reyes. Wolko pesky at the plate, although he does strike out a good amount, 143 this year. Another 1-2, too far outside. Changeup fading away from Tanner Smith's glove. So after two quick outs from Sprinkle and Brown, Wolko seeing as many pitches as the first two combined. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. And that one's fouled away as well. Went to the slider, in on the hands. Wolko out in front. That's one of the things we've seen about George, and he has been in the lineup just about every day Kannapolis has seen Augusta this year across three series, as he extends at bats well, fouls off the change and keeps it going. He will strike out. That's always going to be a part of his game when you have the power that Wolko possesses. Sometimes swing and miss comes along with it, but he has to see a pitcher earn it. Not going to give in. Torpedoes this down the right field line. That's another foul ball, and we will see a 10th pitch of this at-bat from Reyes to Wolko. Jeremy's gone fastball, slider, changeup, sinker. Nothing has put away George. Wind up. Called strike three. That'll do it. Backdoor breaking ball freezes George Wolko. Reyes goes 1-2-3 in the first, and we will see Matias Lacombe on the mound when we come back to SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at Green Jacket. John Heal back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. He will lead off and play short. Tate Southacine, Owen Carey, Dixon Williams behind him. Juan Mateo swinging a good bat. He'll bat fifth. Joe Olsovsky and then Tanner Smith, who homered twice last night. Hayden Freeze out in left for the second time this week. John Estevez in right rounds out the order. And we will see the 23-year-old Frenchman Matias Lacombe on the mound, making his fifth start with the Cannonballers. Lacombe 0-0, a 4.3 ERA. Very high strikeout totals in limited time. 20 Ks, less than 15 innings. Starts off with John Heal, and Heal lines the first pitch he sees into left center field. John Heal, the reigning Carolina League player of the month, and he just keeps the foot on the gas. One pitch, one hit, and the Green Jackets continue to see Lacombe well. Matias's toughest outing as a pro came against Augusta on August 13th. One inning of relief. He gave up four hits, two walks, and four runs. Heels aboard on one pitch. Here's Tate Southacine. Lacombe has to go out of the stretch, and Southacine takes strike one. It's a fastball, sweeper, slider, and splitter for Matias Lacombe, number 21 prospect in the White Sox top 30, according to MLB Pipeline. 0-1. Breaking ball misses down. Lacombe, the fastball and the breaking ball are both slightly above average. He's got a ton of arm side movement. Taken in the 12th round a couple summers ago out of Cochise Community College in Arizona. But born in Libourne, France. Southacine DHing today. He'll have to wait on the 1-1 as Lacombe checks over for a pickoff on John Heal. Heal in with the dive. He has not attempted a steal this week, but he does have 49 over the course of this season. Been a great year for Johnny. 1-1 on Tate. Fastball into right field, base hit. Heal accelerates around second, puts the stop sign on. Freeman came up throwing. Back-to-back base hits. Green Jackets not turning their nose up at Lacombe today. Back-to-back men aboard. Here's Owen Carey. The baller defense, they're in the royal blue and white jerseys for the first time this week. Sprinkle Wolko and Freeman on the outfield. Arxie Hernandez, Anthony DiPino on the corners. Your double play combination, Colby Shelton, Miguel Santos, and the catcher is Adrian Heal. Good to see Heal back in the lineup. He left Wednesday's game with an injury, got his bell rung on a fastball right into his mask. Got fouled straight in there. Early chance for a Green Jacket lead in the final Friday of the summer. First pitch to Carey, way outside, off the glove of Heal, and that will move both runners up. An incredibly erratic wild pitch, and there's two men in scoring position, five pitches in. Single wild pitch. And we will see how the infield positions itself with Augusta licking its chops. Carey 5 for 12, a bundle of hard hit balls this week. Three hits last night. Matias from the stretch, high and outside again. This one is gloved by Heal in a very similar location. Some guys you just see well and some guys you don't. But the offense, at least early, seeing Lacombe very well, just as they did in August. Two balls, no strikes on Owen Carey. And he puts it on the ground to second. That'll bring a run home. Santos to first for the out. 1-0 Green Jackets, three batters in. Carey's the king of an unselfish at bat. RBI number 61 on the year leads the team. And that run brought to you by Sarah's Farm Adventure. Your go-to spot in the CSRA for family fall fun. They'll be opening up for their pumpkin fest in a couple weeks. Infield comes in. Time was called by the umpire, Parker Powell. He's got balls and strikes today. Nicholas Saxton out in the field. Dixon Williams 4 for 13. Pitch timer violation. It's called on Lacombe. And Parker Powell gives an automatic ball to Dixon Williams. Lacombe's confused, and now the dugout is asking questions. Chad Pinder, the skipper, asking why that was a pitch timer violation. They were trying to reset the clock, and Nicholas Saxton was the one that called that pitch timer violation, so it's 1-0. Williams' RBI triple yesterday. One run home, another man at third. First pitch from Lacombe. Bounces in. Nice snare on the backhand by Heal. He just saved a run. It's the second consecutive start where Lacombe has had a rough first inning. He walked the bases loaded last time out against Salem in the first, but did not give up a run. Ended up going three scoreless. He's allowed just one run in his last three starts. 2-0. Off-speed inside. Check swing. He did not go. That was the cutter. That's a bit of a new pitch for Lacombe. He's been adding it in a bit firmer than his traditional breaking ball. But with the automatic ball and two misses, it's a 3-0 count on Williams. Infield in, outfield deep. Lacombe delivers and misses ball four. Three of four men have reached. There's men at the corners for Juan Mateo. That walk brought to you by Laziza Mediterranean Grill. When you're in downtown Augusta, walk on over to Laziza and make your day delicious. Early visit to the mound for Adrian Heal. That's only 10 pitches for Lacombe. But three men have reached. One man has scored with just one out recorded. The Green Jackets, when we saw Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark on the road a few weeks ago, were brilliant at chasing starters early. Hasn't quite been the case, at least to the same degree so far this series. But the Green Jackets are up 1-0 and are threatening for more. Two on, one out for Juan Mateo. Mateo's 5 for 12, four ribbies this week. 18-year-old third baseman. Low and inside, ball one. Another good stop from Heal. He has been put through a gauntlet already. Lacombe struggling with his command, especially with the fastball right now. The couple in the zone have been right in the middle. One ball and no strikes. Long pause. Fastball off. 2-0. So that's five consecutive misses for Lacombe since the pitch timer violation. He appeared to be a bit unsettled. And the 23-year-old righty needs to rein it in here quickly. Hitters count for young Mateo. Bounced out to short. This should be two. Shelton steps on the bag and ends the inning. The Green Jackets hit themselves out of another rally. They do get a 1-0 lead, but the ideal outcome for Lacombe comes to pass. He righted the ship on one pitch.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Green Jackets lead 1-0, but left a couple runs on the table. Inning-ending double play. Lacombe jammed Juan Mateo just enough to get a routine ground ball. Augusta only got one run, and it came on a ground out from Owen Carey. Anthony DiPino leading off for the Cannonballers. Green Jackets striking first for the second straight game. And the first pitch to DiPino is inside. In all three games so far this week, the team that scored first has been the team that came out victorious. 1-0 inside once again. Back-to-back breaking balls, backing up on Jeremy Reyes. DiPino 0 for 12 this week. He is hitless. Fastball to the backstop, ball 3. He has walked a couple times and driven in a run. And now he's got a 3-0 count to work with, starting off the second. DiPino taking all the way, and it's outside. A 4-pitch walk from Reyes to DiPino to start off the top of the second. One thing Augusta's arms have struggled with at times in the last 6 weeks of the season has been posting zeros, getting that shutdown inning after the offense scores. It was not a problem last night with Caminiti and Woods firing a shutout. But the leadoff man is on against Reyes as Kannapolis looks to strike back. Jeremy picking over to first prior to coming set. Just a quick check on DiPino. In steps Colby Shelton. Couple hits this week for Shelton. He takes the slider high and outside, and that's five in a row outside the zone to begin the second inning. Green Jackets had the momentum, and it looked like Lacombe might be careening until that double play. Shelton at the ready. Whipped foul, strike one. Situational hitting has been advantageous for Augusta. Was not in the first, but it is still a 1-0 lead. Shelton crowding the plate, toes on the line. Runner goes on a delayed steal. Nobody told Tanner Smith, and his throw is into center field. Tanner Smith had no idea that the runner had taken off. DiPino's now 8-for-8, and he continues to lull defenses to sleep. Green Jackets caught unawares. DiPino swipes the bag. Leadoff man in scoring position, and a hitter's count on Shelton. 2-for-12, two ribbies. Jeremy checks second base twice and comes home. Outside ball three. An erratic second inning. And if you're Kannapolis, you feel good about how the first came to a close. Lacombe has shown time and again he can settle in well after the first. Now you feel like it's go time for the Ballers. Three balls and a strike. And Shelton chases ball four in the dirt. That pitch was nowhere close, but a good enough off speed to send Shelton spinning over top. Buried the breaking ball. It's a full count. Man at second. Nobody out in the second. DePino representing the tying run in the early goings. Ballers trying to get on the board. Shelton leans back and readies himself against Reyes. Payoff pitch coming. Popped straight back and foul beyond the Green Jacket dugout. DePino trying to time up Reyes. He seems to have a good angle on what Jeremy's looking to do. Shuffled into an extended secondary lead on that pitch. And retreated on the foul ball. Seventh offering coming to Shelton. On the ground to the left side, and that will be knocked down by John Heal. It's an infield single for Shelton. Great range from Heal to keep that from the grass. Likely held DePino at third, but there's back-to-back men on. And just as Augusta did in the first, the Ballers are threatening early in the second. Green Jackets left plenty of meat on the bone, bottom one. And now the tying run is 90 feet away for Miguel Santos. Shelton runs well. Look for him to be off early as the Ballers have been uber aggressive on the bases this week. And runners are now 8-for-8 against Tanner Smith in his brief pro career. First pitch to Santos is dropped by the catcher Smith. That's a pass ball. DePino will not score, but Shelton jogs up to second. A miscue from Smith, and that takes away the double play chance. Green Jackets handing gift after gift to the Ballers early on. Corners up, middle back. No balls and a strike on Santos. In the dirt, backhanded by Tanner. He's due up second in the bottom half of this inning. Had two home runs last night in the 7-0 win for the Green Jackets. Ballers looking for a big inning. They certainly have the makings of one. Reyes from the stretch, lined into left field, foul ball. Just spun away from the stripe, little bit out in front of the sinker. It's a two-strike count on Santos. Freeze and Estevez playing a bit shallow. Carey slightly deeper out in center. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Down goes Santos on the breaking ball. Reyes expands the corner and gets the chase on his 31st pitch. Caleb Freeman's been getting on base at a high clip this week. He has walked five times and has three hits. 90 feet from a tie game. Go-ahead run out at second. First pitch to the switch hitter is flown out into shallow right field. Estevez in, Williams back. Estevez calls off Dixon and makes the catch. Winds up and fires to home. And it's knocked down by Smith. No advancement from DePino. Two away. That was far too shallow for DePino to even think about going. Estevez, a slow crow hop into a strong throw. It was notably up the line. And that'll be in the memory bank for the Ballers. Big spot for Arxie Hernandez. Two on, two away. And the first pitch breaking ball is backhanded beautifully. Slider in the dirt and Smith saves a run. Both catchers have now prevented a wild pitch with a man at third. Heal did so last inning. Tanner's turn here. More pitches this inning than in the first already. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, cued foul. Another slider from Reyes. He continues to live on that pitch. Seems as though he has a better feel for that early than the fastball. DePino started off with a walk. Shelton with an infield single. They both stand in scoring position. 1-1. Outside, another miss with the heater. Reyes is living 90-92 with that fastball. He has been up to 96, but the velocity is not as consistently high as we have generally seen it. Hitters count for Hernandez. Lays off the breaking ball low. Arcee's walked five times already this week. It's been a patient lineup top to bottom for the Cannonballers. Arcee's got two hits, but the biggest swing he has shown was the two-run single a couple nights ago that ended up handing Ethan Bagwell the loss in what was a 6-2 final for Kannapolis. A walk would load the bases. Three balls and a strike. Outside corner runs it full. Back to the slider right on the edge. And here is the biggest pitch of the inning. 3-2, two on, two out. Reyes looking to strand two runners. In the dirt, ball four. Bounce the slider, second walk of the inning. And the bases are loaded for Adrian Heal. Elvin Nina is going to go out to the mound. He was pointing down to the bullpen before he did so. We told you in the pregame show, the Green Jackets were hoping to get six innings out of Reyes. But this second inning has extended on Jeremy. And now he'll contend with Adrian Heal and the bases loaded. Parker Powell waltzing out to the mound to break up the pitcher's conference between Nina Smith and Reyes. Heal had three at-bats in his only start of the week. That was Wednesday. He struck out all three times before being lifted for a defensive substitution when Rylan Galvan came in. Albert Rivas is up and throwing in the bullpen in case this frame extends further on Jeremy. First pitch to Heal. Swing and a miss. He chases the breaking ball. It's a darn good slider for Reyes, and we have constantly talked about how strong the raw stuff is. Jeremy, at his fundamental levels, the makings of a long-term fun man to watch. Inside corner, nothing in two. Velocity plays up in short stints. There is relief risk there. Got a chance to strand the bases loaded. 0-2 pitch. Outside. Heal would not expand on the third slider he sees in a row. If Reyes can end the inning against Heal, he will certainly go back out for the third. One ball and two strikes. Fastball overthrown at 95. Misses wide. Most of the misses have been glove side for Jeremy Reyes and or in the dirt. Two bases loaded. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Heal goes down on the breaking ball. Jeremy Reyes flirts with fire but leaves the bases loaded. And the Green Jackets stay in front 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar healthcare system. Together, we're delivering more so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Immersed in the grind or off the grid, the Kokomo Tire Road Venture RT offers performance without compromise. It's a tire that offers the ultimate duality. Quiet and comfortable when you're getting around town, but rugged and durable to tackle your favorite escapes. Trusted, reliable, on or off-road. The Kumho Tire Road Venture RT. In the grind or off the grid.
Back for the bottom of the second, and just when you think you've seen everything, we had a first for the season in between innings. Because Adrian Heal was the last out, a backup catcher came out to warm Matias Lacombe. That was Rylan Galvan. But because Galvan is dealing with shoulder soreness, the ballers had to send an inactive pitcher out to throw the ball back. So Lacombe would throw his warm-up pitch. Galvan would flip it to the lefty, look like Liam Paddock, and he would toss it back to the mound. Augusta up 1-0. Lacombe looking to settle in as Joe Olsavsky leads off. First pitch breaking ball outside. Lacombe allowed a run and had men at the corners in the first, but got a key 6-3 double play off of Juan Mateo's bat to end the inning. 1-0 on Joe. Inside called a strike right at the top of the zone. It's a firm fastball at 95 for Lacombe with a good bit of run. Joe's back at first base tonight. And he pounces this one right back up the middle. Olsavsky turns 96 right back around. And for the second straight inning, the Green Jackets have a leadoff single. 4 of 6 batters have reached against Matias Lacombe. Green Jackets have won 3 of their last 4 games in these Red Friday uniforms, modeled after the parent club down in Atlanta. This is the last time they will wear red, trying to send them off on a high note. Here's Tanner Smith, had 2 home runs and 3 RBIs last night. A career day in pro game number 6. First pitch swing on a breaking ball, went after the cutter. Pulled off just a bit. Tanner was 0-for-8 in his first 2 games with Augusta, but made that debut at SRP Park. First home game was a great one. Lacombe, teal glove at the belt, comes home. Fastball right at the knees. Quickly 0-2 on Smith. Undrafted free agent out of Miami by way of Oregon State. Smith shudders into a stop before the 0-2. Target outside. Breaking ball bounces in. Another fine pick from Adrian Heal. Joe with that single. It's his first hit of the week, but he also extends his on-base streak to a career-high 17 games. That is the second longest by a Green Jacket this year. Overtakes Eric Hartman. The longest is John Heal for basically the whole month of May. 1-2. Tanner tips the breaking ball into the mitt, held onto by Heal. And Lacombe gets his first strikeout. Smith expanding the zone notably on the off speed. That looked like the splitter, and it fooled Smith for the strikeout. One on, one out for Hayden Freeze. Continuing to find ways to produce in the bottom half of the order. Freeze a day off yesterday. He's hitting 258 in his first 21 games and has reached base in 10 in a row. Olsavsky short lead, and Freeze lays off the cutter inside. Joe has swiped 4 bases in as many tries since being reassigned to Augusta. Runners 17 of 20 this year off of Heal. A little bit further off, Lacombe, long pause in the 1-0, low and outside. Lacombe has missed with 12 of 22 so far. And as we told you in the pregame show, he has not gone more than 3 innings since being called up to Kannapolis. So it's likely to be another short leash for the baller starter. Freeze ahead 2-0. Lacombe picks to first. Olsavsky in with a dive. Green Jackets a 1-0 advantage bottom two. Owen Carey's team-leading 61st RBI of the year broke open the ice in the bottom half of inning number 1. Freeze at the ready. Fastball called a strike thigh high. Not what Hayden was looking for. Still caught plenty of the zone, but that pitch with the sink and run it possesses on the two-seam, designed to induce another double play. A bit similar to what Mateo grounded into a 6-3 double play on last inning. Fastball inside corner 2-2, right at the bottom of the zone. Lacombe looking for back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single. Has shown good command of three pitches. Two-seam splitter and slider. 2-2. Off-speed inside, there was the splitter. That's what struck out Smith. Freeze unfazed. Hayden has drawn 15 walks in 21 games, so he is far from afraid of a free pass. Joe Olsovsky at first, one on, one out. Moon beginning to rise behind left field. Another pickoff unsuccessful. Nearly at a full moon, we have been blessed with good weather in the final homestand of the year. A little bit hotter at first pitch today, 88, but has cooled off quickly as the sun's gone down. Payoff to Freeze. Runner goes, ball four. Freeze draws the walk, Augusta's second walk in as many innings, and there's two men on. Another walk, another reason to head on over to Laziza Mediterranean Grill. Augusta's favorite spot for deliciously authentic Mediterranean cuisine. John Estevez had a perfect day at the plate last night. He walked three times, and the only ball he put in play was an RBI single. 19-year-old outfielder in his second week with the team. Lacombe steps off before the first pitch. John 3-for-5 this week in two games played. First pitch from Lacombe. Is out to second base. Another chance for two. Santos, Shelton, DePino. And the Green Jackets hit their way into another double play. Leave a man in scoring position for the second straight frame. Lacombe out-dueling batters 4 or 5 years his junior, and he's still behind 1-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your...
Jeremy Reyes surviving a bases loaded scare in the top of the second inning. Two walks and a single put Kannapolis in a chance to tie or take the lead, but they were unable to do so as Adrian Heal struck out to strand three. Both sides have squandered chances early. Ballers with that K. Green Jackets have ended each of the last two innings with a double play. Both times they've had a man in scoring position. Lacombe's done a very good job of not panicking in tough spots and inducing those soft ground balls. Jordan Sprinkle leading off. And he pops a bunt foul for strike one. Lacombe was as good as anyone in the Arizona Complex League this year after missing just about all of last summer due to lat injuries. 0-1 to Sprinkle is inside. But the knock, or at least the question that needed to be answered for Lacombe and why he was not higher in the White Sox top 30, as the fastball is fouled back for strike two, is that he was doing it against rookie ball competition at a level where he was about 5-plus years older than the average batter he was facing. So scouts wanted to see him against higher competition. Sprinkle gets hit with a backup slider, and he's on base to start off the third. It's the third free pass issued by Reyes. Sprinkle hit for the second time this series, and that's the last thing Jeremy needed because the baller's best base runner is aboard to begin the third. Sprinkle, 4 steals in 3 starts this week. Both of these teams consistently knocking on the door. Reyes picks over, Sprinkle in just ahead of the tag. So both times a man has gotten it first, Reyes has picked prior to the first pitch. Eli Brown 0-for-1 with a ground out. Runner goes, pitches outside. Smith's throw is not in time. A close play. Sprinkle gets steal number 65. Smith couldn't have done much more than he did right there. Throw was on target, tag was perfect, but Nick Saxton says that Sprinkle got the fingers in. And runners stay perfect against Smith, 9-for-9. 1-0 count on Brown, and he drops a brilliant bunt down the third baseline. Reyes over to first, safe. 50-50 call again goes the way of the ballers, and there's men at the corners. Can't drop a better bunt down than that. And one inning after Kannapolis left the bases loaded, they've got another prime chance here. Green Jackets squandering 2 key spots in both the first and second innings. And now that inability to extend the lead may come back to bite them. Reyes again picks to first prior to the first pitch. And Kannapolis has recognized that pattern. They are getting extremely short leads until they see that pickoff. First pitch to Wolko. Breaking ball outside. Another delayed steal. And there will be no play. That's another one where nobody called out the runner until late. Olsovsky said something this time. Brown gets the steal. He's 13 of 13. Second and third, nobody out for the second straight inning. 1-0 on Wolko. Inside. Reyes not the best version we have seen of him this year. Consistently falling behind just as Lacombe is. 2-0. Big swing fouled back by Wolko. He was looking to bring all 3 men home, including himself. Green Jackets going to ride Jeremy as long as they can. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second in the top of the third frame. 2 balls and a strike on Wolko, and he launches it down the right field line and foul out towards the easy go picnic patio. Turned on the slider to even the count at 2. All 3 infielders, save for Juan Mateo, were playing back. Mateo is halfway at third. 2-2. Outside with the changeup. Another full count. Free passes have been Reyes's concern for the day. 2 walks and a hit by pitch. And another 3 ball count. He's seen plenty of them. Target outer third. Reyes delivers. Outside, he walked him. Reyes has loaded the bases with nobody out. Anthony DePino in a huge spot with all the advantage and momentum. Green Jackets have threatened big innings twice and have not taken advantage. Now Kannapolis is chomping at the bit. DePino walked and was stranded at third last inning. First pitch slider. He chases strike 1. Infield would trade 2 outs to bring the tying run home, so they're in double play depth at the moment. Bags full of ballers in the third inning. 0-1. Slider lashed out to left center field. Carey chasing to the gap, and he will track it down. Sprinkle scores easily. Brown hustles up to third, It's a deep sack fly for DePino and a 1-1 game. Ran down at the Coke sign just to the left of center. DePino gets his 16th RBI of the year, second of the week. Still looking for that first hit of the series, but he continues to produce. There's now men at the corners for Colby Shelton. He had an infield single last time up. Big lead for Wilco at first. Reyes starts Shelton with a slider inside. After a 27-pitch second inning, Reyes has thrown 15 and counting, just one out into the third. Shelton ahead on Jeremy. Fastball at the letters, a little bit outside perhaps. Looked to be right on the corner, but no dice. And that was only 88-89 with the sinker. Jeremy picks to first, not in time. Another early pickoff, unsuccessful. Velocity not where it has been most of the year for Reyes. Ballers taking advantage. Hitters count for Colby Shelton. Inside ball three. Hit, batter, single, and walk. Loaded the bases for Kannapolis to start this inning. DePino the sack fly tying the game. And the Jackets will get the pen back up. Three balls, no strikes. Runner goes. Pitch is called a strike. Throw all the way down to second. Runner breaking for the plate. Brown is safe. Smith threw all the way down, and he cost the lead. Double steal works to perfection. Wilco in safely. He had that throw beat by plenty. Heel did everything he could. But it was a mammoth secondary lead at third for Brown. Smith never looked that direction. Ballers by one with a man in scoring position. Shelton still ahead. And he takes the fastball on the corner, 3-2. Has not been a pretty inning for Augusta. Full count on Shelton, one away. Reyes picks out to second and a diving stop by Heel. He was breaking away from the base and Reyes threw it anyway. Reyes already has four errors on the year. That's tied for the most by a Green Jacket pitcher. Full count offering to Shelton. Ball four. Fourth walk for Reyes already. And Kannapolis, just as they did Monday and Wednesday, letting patience be their guide. They have not done anything to inhibit the Green Jacket ability to beat themselves, and that ability has been on display plenty so far this week. Two on, one out for Miguel Santos. And he got hit. Reyes has no idea where the ball is going right now. Two walks, two hit batters, a single, and a sack fly to the fence. This has catastrophe written all over it, and Elvin Nina will go out to the mound. It was a sinker at 87. If Reyes is as healthy as he claims he is, then the fatigue is setting in. But you worry because we have not seen the velocity this low since Jeremy joined Augusta in late June of last year. Dealt with shoulder issues last year and again at the beginning of this summer. The training staff already visited with him in the first. And Albert Rivas is up in the pen again. Caleb Freeman will be the seventh batter of the inning. And every man so far has either reached or driven in a run. Only one official at bat recorded. That was the single from Brown on the bunt. Freeman into the lefty box. And he almost got hit. Slider missing way inside. Freeman popped up to shallow right last time. Inside again, ball two. Only 50% strikes for Reyes through 66 offerings. Likely his last batter if he can't find the zone. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Had Freeman waving. It's the best pitch of the inning by far for Jeremy. At a time where he needed it. Ballers have already taken the lead. Two-one. Slider inside corner. Well spotted. Strike two. Sack fly and a double steal. Giving the ballers the lead on some small ball. All about the walks in this inning. Freeman asks for time and gets it. One run advantage in the top of the third for Kannapolis. Freeman looking to bring home Woko from third base. Called strike three. Slider spotted up on Freeman, and he goes down looking. Fourth strikeout for Reyes, so he has found the K's when he has needed them. And now it's Arcy Hernandez who walked himself last inning. That loaded the bases with two outs. Nowhere to put Arcy here. Reyes first pitch inside. Has missed into lefties and righties. Both batters hit have been right-handers. Sprinkle and Santos. Slider, Arcy chases, one and one. It is a very good slider for Jeremy Reyes. Late bite to it and very tight spin. One and one. Popped up on the infield. Dixon Williams calling for it, and he makes the catch. Kannapolis takes the lead, but Reyes able to survive the scare with just two runs across. Green Jackets chasing one when we come back.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Matias Lacombe will pitch with a lead for the first time today, giving up three hits and two walks in two innings, but two crucial double plays have kept the Green Jackets from expanding their advantage, and now the ballers are in front. Second trip through the order, Augusta hoping to keep their foot on the gas as they will try to answer back. Heel, Southdecine, and Carey. Ballers did not score at all yesterday. It's their first run in 12 innings. Heel one for one with a single. And he takes a slider off the inside corner for a called strike. John showed bunt pulled back. He vacated the box. And Parker Powell calls the strike inside. 0-1 advantage for Matias Lacombe. And then he gets Heel fishing on the slider. Lacombe has shown flashes of why he's so highly regarded already today. Been efficient through two innings. Ahead 0-2 on heel. Popped up out behind first. DePino onto the grass. Calls off the second baseman and makes the catch. One down. Leadoff man retired for the first time by Lacombe. Got a head on heel, and Lacombe, really that's been his only barrier to success, is the fact that he's been behind in the count rather consistently. Tate South has seen a single last time. DePino will play further off the line, as that's where South has seen went. Lacombe delivers. Good slider, strike one. We've seen more of the sweeping slider and less of the cutter second time through. South of the seam was stranded at third back in the first. Target outer third. Off speed outside. That was the splitter that misses and rolls to the backstop. Albert Rivas still throwing in the pen. Looks like he'll have the fourth. South of the seam DHing today. A semi-day off for him. He guides the fastball into the net for strike two. A little bit late on 96. Mid-90s fastball. Couple good breaking balls off of it. Lacombe at 23. An interesting arm to watch in the White Sox organization, which has found plenty of them in recent years. Two strikes. And South Asin gets tied up. Fastball high and tight. He went chasing. That one was at the neckline. And Lacombe gets his second K. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. Because there's two outs, the Green Jackets, if nothing else, cannot hit into a double play this time, as they did to kill the rally in each of the first two. Owen Carey, RBI ground out last time up. Augusta's only run. He takes ball one. Lacombe has only gone three innings in every outing. But right now he's only at 35 pitches, so he's been efficient enough that there might be a chance, improbable though it may be, of him going past this inning no matter what. Carry ahead 1-0. Outside again. Owens 5-for-13, but he's driven in a pair this week. On base nearly 50% of the time, including walks and a hit by pitch. Been a revelation this year. Scoops the fastball back foul. Tried to drop the barrel on the heater low and in. Was a little bit late. So rather than turning on it and sending it towards the 25-foot-high Tax Slayer Terrace in right, he simply lofted it straight back. Still ahead 2-1. Heels target outside. Lacombe delivers. And Carey fouls it away. Middle, but 97. Hardest pitch of the day for Lacombe. And Carey caught up enough to make contact, but not enough to keep it fair. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Lacombe looking to set down the side in order. Carey at the ready. Inside, he got hit. 93 right to the front hip. That's the third hit batter between the two pitchers. Carey regains the team lead in hit by pitches. Not the category he's trying to be at the top of. That's his 14th of the year. Him, Eric Hartman, and Joe Olsovsky. Baseball magnates, the three of them. Here's Dixon Williams, former East Carolina Pirate. Walked in his only at bat, good at bat back in the first. For Lacombe, this is his longest inning by pitches. Williams swings through the first pitch he sees, strike one. Dixon Williams, who, despite the incorrect information we provided last night, did not play football through high school. That was a different individual that we had the wrong numbers on. 1 year of high school basketball, though, and very impressive peewee football career. Williams lays off the heater outside. Dixon out of Greenville, North Carolina, went to school at ECU, stayed home, and then he was a fan favorite for the Pirates. Well-regarded, highly respected, at a baseball-crazy university. Lacombe sidearms a pick to first and carries in standing. Williams, one ball, one strike. Bottom three, tying run at first with two down, 2-1 game. Both sides feeling each other out. Williams lashes it straight back for strike two. Lacombe up over 40 pitches now. And a righty is beginning to toss in the bullpen, so this more likely than not will be Lacombe's last inning. After missing all of last year with those lat issues, White Sox continue to play it safe. Off-speed bounces in, and Williams got hit, got him on the foot. Back-to-back two-out hit batters for Matias Lacombe, and both of them have come with two strikes. Lacombe has been missing glove side with the splitter so far today. He hit Carey with a fastball, then runs the splitter in on the shoe top of Williams. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first for Juan Mateo, who will look to atone for his mistakes, where he grounded into an inning-ending double play back in the first. Jacob Doris, the pitching coach, is out for the first time. He gathers the entirety of the infield in. Carey runs decently well out at second. Wilco has an absolute cannon out in straightaway center, but he plays as deep as anybody in the league does. Sprinkle, we haven't seen much of an arm from him. Freeman, a little bit above average. He can catch, play infield, and play outfield, and the arm works anywhere on the diamond. Mateo has a tendency to stay up the middle of the field, so it may be Wilco who gets tested if trends continue. Lacombe looking to strand two. First pitch fastball is poked back foul. Green Jackets have left a man in scoring position each of the last two innings. Both times the frame ended on a double play. Juan's got 17 ribbies. Lacombe will step off. Mateo, youngest player on the roster. He and Southacine, 18-year-olds, making landfall in the Carolina League. Mateo guides the fastball back again, nothing in two. 30th game as a Green Jacket for Juan. And the consistency has increased with each passing week, but right now he's in a deep 0-2 hole. Lacombe to strand them both. Overthrew the fastball into the opposite batter's box at 96. Big strong arm for Lacombe, 6'2", 185. Was a rugby player growing up in France, didn't like the sport, took to baseball, and the rest history. 1-2. Outside, called strike three. 2.5 balls off the outside corner. Parker Powell rings up Mateo on a pitch that was not especially close.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Parker Powell, a huge gift for the Cannonballers. A called strike three to ring up Juan Mateo on a pitch off the outside corner. That has not been called for either team all week. The one consistency has been inconsistency. And we have a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Albert Rivas will make his 27th appearance, all in relief for Augusta. Rivas 6-1, 4 saves, and a 3.78 ERA. He takes over for Jeremy Reyes, goes just 3 innings, 2 hits, 4 walks, and 2 runs. Adrian Heal bunts the first pitch he sees. Rivas, backhand, strong throw, got him. Good start for Albert Rivas, the 22-year-old righty, fields his position well. Pride of Termero, Venezuela. Or Valera, Venezuela, rather. One pitch, one out, and we head back to the top of the order for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle, a ground out and a hit by pitch. Takes a slider outside, ejects out of the mitt of Tanner Smith. Rivas, fastball, sinker, slider, changeup. He has been notably better against righties than lefties this year. And misses with the off-speed once again, 2-0. Sprinkle scored the first of 2 runs last inning for Kannapolis in what is currently a 1-run lead. 2-0 count, and Sprinkle bounces it to short. John Heal, 2 hops, and he gets the second out. Such smooth actions for John Heal. Was announced as Carolina League Player of the Month yesterday. That's something that, for the folks that are Braves fans but aren't necessarily prospect aficionados, put him on the radar a bit. And for an organization where one of the few spots without a long-term solution at the big league level is shortstop, Heal is firmly in the mix to potentially be a long-term solution with the big league club. No balls and a strike on Eli Brown, the lefty DH. Rivas comes right back and misses outside. Brown singled and scored last inning. That single came on a bunt, which he deadened brilliantly down the third base line. Slider misses low. Righty keeps throwing in the pen for the ballers. Lacombe appears to be done. He will take another no decision, and his 0-0 record will continue. 2-1 pitch called for a strike, off speed at the bottom of the zone. Heal's just 19. He will likely start next year in Rome. He, along with Southacine, Cody Miller, and Alex Lodice, all interesting shortstop prospects, recently added to the org. Change up down, full count on Eli Brown. Moon shining down from up above left center. Full count pitch, lashed into right center field, carry charging in, and it falls in front of him for a 2-out knock. Brown keeps swinging, hits in 12 straight games, and the ballers have a man on for George Wolko.
Center fielder number 24, George Wolko.
It's been an off-speed heavy diet for Rivas, staying away from the fastball more often than not. That time the slider caught a bit too much of the plate, and Brown served it out into center. Wolko has walked and struck out. 2 of the 3 true outcomes already under his belt. And he takes the off-speed down. 1-0. Brown 4-for-4 stealing this week. 14 of 14 since turning pro. Seems like a strong late-round find for the White Sox out of Mercer. Wolko pops it up shallow center. Carey driving in, makes the one-handed catch, and brings the inning to a close. Rivas posts a 0. Green Jackets will go after the baller bullpen when we return on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. New arm on the mound is the big righty. 6'9", Kevin Davis takes the ball for the first time this series. Matias Lacombe, three innings, three hits and one run, two walks and two strikeouts. And the 26-year-old Davis, who is the oldest pitcher in the league right now, will take the ball on 5 days rest. Davis, 32 games across two levels. He has thrown 22 times with Kannapolis. 3-3, a 5.52 ERA, and a whole bunch of strikeouts with some command issues. Olsovsky, Smith, and Freeze due up in the bottom of the fourth. Both sides with three hits, and the ballers with a 2-1 lead. Davis out of the stretch in the first pitch of his day. Sizzles in low for a called strike. Right at the bottom of the zone at 90. Davis, fastball, heavy diet from the right side. Good breaking ball off of it. Joe singled his last time up. And Davis nearly hit him on the slider. Olsovsky leans out of the way. Four straight scoreless outings for Kevin Davis. Last time he gave up a run was against Augusta. A hit, two walks, and two runs back on August 16th. Fastball tapped foul for strike two. Green Jackets have found success this summer and again this week against the Kannapolis bullpen, with the exception of Liam Paddock, who was otherworldly on Wednesday night. One ball and two strikes on Joe. The pitch from Davis, short hops in. Down to 87 on that delivery. Might have been a changeup. If it was, it was a rather firm one, and it was a split change indeed, 2-2. Tanner Smith waiting on deck. Even count on Olsovsky. The pitch, a little bit too high. Had a bit of a wrinkle in that breaking ball, but started up and stayed there. Green Jackets looking to put the tying run on to start off the fourth in a one-run game. 3-2 on Joe. Ball four in the dirt. Davis up to 95 but missed. Olsovsky on for the second time. His fifth walk of the series and the team's third walk of the day. Leadoff man on, third try out of four. Tanner Smith, one of three strikeout victims against Matias Lacombe. And now he will face Davis. Originally out of USC Upstate. But he's come a long way since. First pitch called a strike. Davis went undrafted after the 2022 season. Signed with the Evansville Otters in Indiana of the Frontier League. Played a year and a half there. Spent last summer in the Mexican League. No balls and a strike on Tanner. Slider is a little bit high. Davis with a bit of a slide step. He is impressively quick to the plate for 6'9", 280. That is a power forward in a closer's frame. Olsovsky shuffles off of first. 1-1 on Tanner. Fastball outside, ball two. Green Jackets have been good and patient against Kevin Davis. He has missed with 6 of 9. Green Jackets just trying to string together quality at-bats as they did last night in the 7-0 win. 2-1. Smith late on the fastball, strike two. Good heater on the outer third. Davis looking for his first out. As the audio cuts a little bit in and out, we apologize for that. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner goes, pitch is down, and Heel will make no throw. Olsovsky got a great jump, and he's in safely with a stolen base. You can stay safe like the Green Jackets do by calling Vector Security today. Olsovsky's 5 for 5 with Augusta, and that takes away the double play threat. Another full count to start the night for Davis. 3-2 on Smith. Got him swinging. Elevated the high heater, and when you extend 6-9 down the plate and towards the rubber, it is a tough hill to climb. It's a very high spin fastball. It feels like he's releasing from right in front of you. When Davis can spot the fastball at the top of the zone, it is nearly invisible to hitters. Tying run in scoring position, one out for Hayden Freeze. Walked last time up. First pitch to Freeze is punched foul in on the hands. And up to the top of the concourse. Nice catch by a fan. That was the sinking fastball, the two-seam to the four-seam. Shortstop broke into second base. Shelton went, no pickoff came. And the pitch gets a called strike, sinker inside, 0-2. Green Jackets' fourth consecutive inning with a man in scoring position. Have to find a way to capitalize here. 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position tonight. Outside, ball one. Davis is the first, but will certainly not be the last reliever today. Chad Pinder and the White Sox organization, a lot of short outings for relievers, whereas Augusta you generally get 1 or 2 times per week, but you're throwing 2 or 3 frames. Davis, an inside move, stares the runner back. So there's a bunch of relief options available for Chad Pinder. Short and long alike. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Freeze. Change up misses low. Good off-speed pitch, but Freeze stays patient. The arsenal is impressive for Davis. 4 pitches, and when he's commanding them, he has good success. Has struggled at times with lefties this year, but he has not struggled with anybody as of late. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Freeze. John Estevez is on deck, the 9-hitter. Davis comes home, and it's on the ground out to short. Shelton swallows it up. Olsovsky takes third, and the high throw is in plenty of time. So Freeze moves the runner over. The Green Jackets have manufactured Olsovsky all the way to third. But now John Estevez has to find a way to come up with a 2-out hit. Green Jackets do not have a hit in their last 11 plate appearances. There are 2 walks and 2 hit-by-pitches in that time, but Olsovsky's leadoff single in the second, the most recent knock. Estevez a double play last time up, neutralized a threat. He takes a slider, strike one. Estevez 3 seasons in the FCL. Good power when he gets into one. Not as much swing and miss as you would expect. Davis delivers. Short hops in, knocked down with the mid of heel. Went rolling to the third base side. That's a gutsy play from Adrian Heel, going with just the mitt rather than the body. Less margin for error. But he prevents the wild pitch, and not the first time he has done that either. Tying run 90 feet away, 2 outs in the fourth inning. 1-1 to Estevez inside. Missed with the breaking ball, and Estevez is ahead in the count. That was Davis's 20th pitch of the inning. He has missed with 11 of 20. Two balls and a strike. Down 3-1. Green Jackets looking to get after the bullpen immediately. Both starters only going three. It's going to be a pen night through and through. Hitters count for John. Here comes Davis. Down ball four. Estevez works the walk, second of the inning against Kevin Davis. And there's men at the corners for John Heal. It's another walk brought to you by LaZiza. Green Jackets continue to pick up free passes in bulk this series. Heal singled to start the first inning and then popped up to first his second chance. Third at bat in four innings for the leadoff man, who is 4-for-10 this week. Does not have an RBI yet. Trying to change that here. Swings over top of the breaking ball, nothing in one. This is where Kevin Davis is more comfortable. He did walk the left-hander, but now he's got a same-sided hitter in John. Nothing in one on the shortstop. Tipped into the mitt, quickly 0-2. Another good slider, this one a bit higher. Everything diving and weaving for John Heal. He will call for time. As Davis looks to strand two, Jackets have left four on in three innings, and three of those four have been in scoring position. Tying run 90 feet away, Estevez the go-ahead run at first. No balls and two strikes. Outside, and Heal makes another brilliant stop. Adrian Heal has single-handedly kept his team in front, saving both Lacombe and Davis from what would have been back-breaking and game-tying wild pitches. Still ahead on Heal, 1-2. Davis delivers, runner goes, and John goes down swinging on the fastball. Very late on 94, second K of the inning for Davis. A hitless fourth, he strands two, and Augusta goes back to work with Rivas.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Albert Rivas back out for the top of the fifth. Green Jackets left two on. Kevin Davis got the strikeout to keep his team in front, but you wouldn't know it by the reaction as he left them out. Between innings during the commercial break, Davis, after getting the check of substances by the umpire, let out the loudest expletive you could have possibly heard. This is a sellout crowd. There is a minimum amount of noise happening at all times. And every corner of the ballpark could hear the anger in Kevin Davis. First pitch to Anthony DePino is guided foul down the right field line. Davis kept his team in front with a zero, but he did walk two And the reason it did not get tied is because Adrian Heal, the catcher, saved his bacon a couple times on potential wild pitches. No balls and a strike on DePino, who has walked and sacrifice flied. DePino lays off the fastball 1-1. We will see if Davis gets his second inning. Right now, nobody is throwing for the ballers in the bullpen. DePino watches the breaking ball go by wide. 2 balls, 1 strike. Davis 26 pitches in that inning, so it was far from a short one. But he may try to get one more. Rivas misses out again in danger of a leadoff walk. 4 walks in 4 innings for both teams. All 4 walks for Augusta came from Reyes, 2 each from Lacombe and Davis on Kannapolis' side. 3-1 to DePino, ball 4. Rivas lets him off the hook with 4 in a row. So DePino's still 0-for-0, but he's had a productive day at the plate. 2 walks, a steal, and a sack fly. Leadoff man on for the 3rd inning out of 5. And each time Kannapolis has put that leadoff man on, it has come via a free pass. Here's Colby Shelton, walking a single for him. Rivas out of the stretch. Shelton swings through the breaking ball, strike 1. Likely the last appearance of the year for Albert, who has been with the team since the midway point of 2024. 0-1, Shelton swings and misses again, quickly 0-2. Tomorrow and Sunday, the final 2 games of the regular season in the Carolina League. 0-2 on Shelton, runner goes, pitch swing and a miss, throw from Smith is into center field. It would have been in time, but the throw short hopped past Heal, and DePino just keeps on running. The Green Jackets have not paid a lick of attention to Anthony DePino all series long, and he's now 3 of 3. Shelton strikes out on the high fastball. But the Cannonballers have a big piece of insurance in scoring position for Miguel Santos. Santos takes ball 1. He was hit by a pitch last time out. 1 of 2 from Jeremy Reyes in his 29-pitch third. Rivas at the belt, 1-0. Slider hooked back foul. Reyes will end his season with an ERA of 2.71. Right now he is in line for the loss, hoping the Jackets could tie it up. 76 innings, 84 strikeouts. Lots to build on for Reyes. 1-1. Slider crushed out to left center field. Carey streaking to the gap, and he makes the catch. DePino was late to get back to second. A strong throw from Carey. No advancement, and there's 2 out. Hard hit ball for the former Dallas Baptist Patriot, Miguel Santos. And there's 2 away as Caleb Freeman steps up. Reach base in all 3 games this week. Freeman gets into the box quickly and then gets set. Perpetual motion machine in that lefty box. Slider inside corner. And might have been a missed sign there between Rivas and the shortstop Heal, because John broke for second, DePino shuffled off, and then Rivas came home. 0-1 on Freeman. Fastball lashed out of play left-hand side. Out toward the Budweiser bar down the left field line. Biggest crowd of the week by far on the final Friday of the summer. 0-2 count as Rivas looks to strand DePino at second. Bouncer back towards the mound. Rivas gloves, underhands, and gets the out. Albert works around the leadoff walk. Back-to-back zeros for him. We're halfway home at SRP, and the Jackets are down by 1.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust.
With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it, and more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Immersed in the grind or off the grid, the Kumho Tire Road Venture RT offers performance without compromise. It's a tire that offers the ultimate duality. Quiet and comfortable when you're getting around town, but rugged and durable to tackle your favorite escapes. Trusted, reliable, on or off road. The Kumho Tire Road Venture RT. In the grind or off the grid. Ready for life's adventure.
Kevin Davis looking for back-to-back zeros. We're live at SRP Park. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Our press box manager, Wes Cooper, technical director, Brett Islar, and entire crew happy to bring this presentation of Green Jackets Baseball to you on MILB TV, along with the always free Bally Sports Live app and Green Jackets Radio. Couple arms beginning to stretch in the bullpen for Augusta, Logan Forsythe and Carter Lovaz. Davis will see Southesine, Carey, and Williams, the heart of Augusta's order. Tate Southesine 1-for-2 today. First pitch fastball from Davis skips to the backstop, and he falls behind 1-0. Left two men on base after two walks in his only inning of relief as Davis hunts for his fifth consecutive scoreless game thrown. Southesine ahead early, and he pops it back foul. Tate's 3-for-16 this week, 18-year-old, first rounder out of Basic High School. This is the test run, essentially, getting his feet wet at the single-A level. Next year will be where you draw your conclusions. Southesine tips the fastball back 1-2, caught a piece of the hand of Adrian Heal, it appears. And Heal will waltz around a little bit in pain. He had to be lifted from the game two nights ago when he took a foul ball off the mask. And catching depth is razor thin for Kannapolis. James Taussig is currently day-to-day. We don't know with what, but he has not played yet. Rylan Galvan hasn't gone since the opener with shoulder soreness. He got scratched from yesterday's game. It's Heal and maybe the right fielder, Freeman. Fastball down. Southesine takes ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Tate. Back-to-back strong arms. Lacombe, the starter. Davis, the reliever. Both can run it up to 97 from the right side. High target. Davis comes home. And Southesine goes down swinging. Third strikeout for Kevin Davis. Well-placed fastball. All three Ks have been swinging. He has matched Lacombe's total in less than half the batters. Green Jackets still hitless since the second. Both sides with just three hits. Walks have been the difference for Kannapolis in their lead. And the Green Jackets have hit into two double plays. Owen Carey 0-for-1. Three-quarter swing on the high off-speed pitch. Got fooled a little bit. That was the cutter coming in on the hands. Carey has the team's only RBI. A run-scoring ground out in the bottom of the first. 0-1 guided foul off the edge of the plate. Green Jackets scored three batters into the first inning, two singles and then the ground out, but then have gone quiet since. Left two on in the first, along with the third and fourth. Man left on in every inning. Carey watches the changeup go by for ball one. The fact that Davis is able to go back out despite the long first inning of relief, certainly beneficial to Chad Pinder as he tries to stack outs for his pen. 1-2. Fastball bounces in, and Davis visibly frustrated again. A ton of negative body language and self-talk for the 26-year-old Davis. At 6'9", 280. An imposing presence on the hill. 2-2 on Owen Carey. Got him swinging again. 4 Ks for the Green Jackets against Davis, including the last 3 batters. Augusta has looked mighty uncomfortable against Davis, whose only true enemy has been himself. All 3 hits were singles for Augusta. At the moment, neither side has an extra base hit. Dixon Williams, the batter, he has walked and been hit. Williams lays off the breaking ball inside. That sharp cut slider continues to be a weapon this inning. Davis has not gone more than 2 this year, so get him a 0 here. This may be it. 1-0. Williams drives it out to deep left field. Sprinkle going back at the wall. He will make the catch right in front of the fence. Another barrel for Dixon Williams. He continues to collect them, but this one tracked down by Sprinkle, and the Green Jackets trail 2-1 as we head to the 6th.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We have another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen here in the top of the 6th inning. Logan Forsyth will replace Albert Rivas in a 2-1 ball game. Rivas, 2 scoreless innings, a hit, a walk, and a K. And now Forsyth makes his 5th pro appearance. Logan, 4 games, 0-1. He's allowed 4 earned runs so far in 7 innings. 3 runs, rather. Despite walking more batters than he has struck out. First-year pro out of Louisiana Tech, and he opens by a called strike against Arxie Hernandez. It's Hernandez, heel, and sprinkle. 3 straight righties in the baller order. Arxie a walk and a pop-up, and he lays off the high fastball. Primarily fastball and slider for Logan. Worked 2 1/3 hitless last time out against Charleston in a no decision. He's on a week's rest. Inside again, ball 2. Command occasionally a concern in college. Logan has had his fair share of walks so far as a pro. Looking to settle in against Hernandez. Fastball on the corner, 2-2. It's a good quick whip of the arm on the high release for Forsyth. Hasn't shown the breaking ball yet. Seems like a prime time to do so. 2-2. Fastball called. Strike 3. 5 straight heaters. Hernandez down looking, and Logan opens his game with a punch out. Still nobody throwing in the baller bullpen. Is Kevin Davis going to go out for a 3rd inning for the first time today? Or for the first time this year, in fact. Adrian Heal has struck out and grounded out to the pitcher. He takes a called strike. Heel laid down a bunt on the first pitch. Albert Rivas threw in the fourth. Rivas made a fine barehanded play. Nothing and one on Heel. Inside, one ball, one strike. That bunt was the first ball that Adrian has put into play in his two starts this series. Kannapolis leading 2-1. They've been up since the top of the third. Slider, Heel goes fishing. A good time for the first breaking ball of the day for Forsyth. And he's ahead 1-2. Right now, the go-ahead run came on a double steal. Eli Brown came home, and Wilco took second. Tanner Smith threw all the way through. Brown was just waiting for the ball to get past the pitcher, and once it did, he darted home. He was halfway there on his secondary lead. 1-2. Got him swinging. Fastball blown past Heel at 95. Two up, two down on two Ks. Forsyth has made a start this year. He has one pro start under his belt. That came last time out against Charleston. He looked very good in that outing despite three walks. Back to the top for Jordan Sprinkle. Pops up the first pitch he sees. Olsovsky waiting behind first makes the catch. It's a 10-pitch inning for Logan Forsyth. Retires the side in order. We head to the bottom half. Might be Davis again. We'll see.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey, folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and, of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Kevin Davis, two hitless innings of relief. He's retired the last four batters he's faced. And now the veteran righty goes back out for a third inning for the first time this season. Mateo Olsovsky and Smith, 5-6-7 due up. Mateo's the only man who hasn't seen the righty Davis yet. And he begins in a one-run ball game. Green Jackets have been chasing one since the top of the third. First pitch to Mateo, inside nearly hit the back foot. Taking back foot breaking ball to a new meaning, 1-0. Mateo, a strikeout and a double play. He's 0-2, 5-14 on the week. Center cut target. Mateo chops it foul off the front leg. Lots of cutters as of late for Davis since that first inning where he had a bit of difficulty with his fastball command. Davis has lived on that cut fastball, then elevated the fastball for a strikeout of the four-seam variety. 1-1. Misses low. Two balls and a strike. This matchup and Davis versus Southacine, almost comical in the age gap. 8 years of difference between Davis and the two 18-year-olds. 2-1. Mateo whips it foul. So if the math is right, Kevin Davis graduated high school when Southacine was finishing up fourth grade, and they square off toe-to-toe. It's one of the reasons Southacine and Mateo are here at the end of this season, get their feet wet against older and tougher competition. 2-2 from Davis. Called strike three at the bottom of the zone. Mateo rung up looking. Neither pitch has been in the automatic balls in strike zone. But both have been close enough for Parker Powell's liking. That's five Ks for Kevin Davis. And he has gone 2 1/3 as a cannonballer for the first time. Five strikeouts, also a season high for him. Back to Joe Olsavsky, who has reached twice. First pitch off speed, a little bit upstairs at 88. Didn't miss by much, if at all. Joe's the only man yet to be retired today. Green Jackets just need one to tie. Inside, ball two. But Davis has retired his last five hitters. Four of those five have been strikeouts. There is a righty now getting going for Kannapolis in the pen. Hitters count for Joe O. Good fastball outer third, called strike one. Dixon Williams put a great swing on Davis at the end of the fifth inning, but went the opposite way. It was 97 off the bat, but Sprinkle tracked it down in front of the wall. 2-1. Outside, a little bit off the corner, but another good frame from Heel. He has stolen a handful of strikes for his pitchers. Lots of directions Davis could go here. Looking for his sixth K in relief. The 2-2. Popped foul. Olsavsky stays alive. The cutter has been high more often than not. It has not been buried very frequently. But it works well with that high release. And gets its whiffs. Still 2-2. Down goes Olsavsky. Out in front of the off-speed. That was a different look there for the first time. And the strikeouts continue for Kevin Davis. We've talked about it ad nauseum this year. The average age for a single-A ball player is 20. So some of these college arms, and especially folks like Davis, who have 5 or 6 years on the average hitter, they are dominating as they should be. Tanner Smith takes ball one. Kannapolis, year in and year out, has one of the oldest rosters in the Carolina League, especially on their pitching side. Smith ahead 1-0, takes it on the outside corner to even the count. Tanner has struck out twice. Green Jackets have gone down on strikes 9 times today in 5 2/3. Smith right on right against Davis. Nearly the identical spot as the previous pitch, but this one doesn't get the call. Puts Tanner back in front 2-1. Davis would be in line for the win if he can get through this last bat. And the ballers hold on. Blows the fastball past Smith. Strike two. Green Jackets have not been able to catch up. Davis has flummoxed the fatigued offense of the Green Jackets. Pitch after pitch. Looking for three straight zeros. On the ground, foul ball off the glove of the third baseman Hernandez. The next pitch will be the 55th for Davis today. Long of an outing as he has had this year. Has not given up a hit and has retired the last six. High target. Fouled off of the undercarriage of Heel. And he goes hopping up and down. Limps his way towards the foul ball. That smarts. Smith just able to catch lumber on the outside fastball. Trying to put something in play for the first time today. 2-home run night yesterday. 4th multi-homer game by a Green Jacket this year. Join John Heel and Mason Guerra. 7th pitch. And he gets him swinging. Davis beats Smith. He strikes out the side and goes through 3 hitless innings. Forsyth back on the mound. Green Jacket still down by 1.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar,
affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Logan Forsyth faced the minimum in a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. He's back out as we head to inning number 7 in the final Friday of the 2025 season. Neither of these sides playoff bound. Columbia and Myrtle Beach have the Southern Division. Lynchburg awaiting the winner of the second half North. Playoffs will kick off on Tuesday in Myrtle Beach and TBD respectively. Eli Brown leading off. Beg your pardon. First pitch called a strike, outside fastball at 94. Brown 2-for-3, two singles and a run scored. Came home on a double steal. That's the go-ahead run right now in a 2-1 game. Fastball bounced up the middle. John Heel behind second. Gets the out, one away. Forsyth tried to make the behind-the-back snag. He lost the blue glove in the process. And asked to sheepishly retrieve it in front of the rubber. George Wolko 0-for-2, flew out to center in the fourth against Albert Rivas. This is the third different pitcher he sees, and Wolko fouls it off. Wolko 0-for-2 with a walk and a steal. Green Jackets will end this year above 500 no matter what for the first time since 2022. 0-1 from Forsyth. Slider lined into right field. Base hit. Wolko's on for the second time. He's heading for two. Testing the arm of Estevez, and he's in safely. Estevez took a while to get to the ball. Wolko just kept on running, and he grabs an extra base out of it. One on, one out. Ballers looking to double the lead. Neither side has scored since the top of the third. Around the rest of the Carolina League, Hickory up 4-3 against Charleston down the stretch. Delmarva leading the Lynchburg Hillcats 4-0. Batter is Anthony DePino, one on, one out. He's late on the high fastball. Columbia and Myrtle Beach, they're getting a playoff preview already this week, so very interesting. They see each other six times to finish the regular season and then immediately play games that matter. Right now, these are glorified exhibitions. 0-1 at the knees, a called strike two. But Columbia is up in that exhibition, 5-1, after seven innings. Fredericksburg can clinch the North with either a win or a Fayetteville loss. Right now, Fayetteville's up 9-5. Fred Nats tied 1-1 in the seventh against Carolina. 0-2. Slider misses in the dirt. Good breaking ball from Forsyth. DePino would not expand. The double from Wolko ending a run of seven straight outs recorded between Rivas and Forsyth. And DePino lofts it back foul. Former Rhode Island Ram was the most recent man to reach before Wolko. He has walked twice, stolen two bases, and also has a sacrifice fly. Great day at the dish for Anthony DePino. Pride of Madison, Connecticut. 2-2. Slider, little bit off the edge. That has been there tonight, but not for Forsythe. Didn't get the call he was looking for on the high spin slider. And DePino has run the count full. Chance for his third walk of the day. Check swing. Did not go. That's ball three, so the video board was incorrect in its count. Now it's a full count. And now that walk is officially in play. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Insurance run out in scoring position. Forsythe delivers, and DePino fights it off. Battle continues between he and Forsythe. Green Jackets scored in the bottom of the first. Kannapolis two in the third. Scoreless since on both counts. Forsythe comes home, called strike three. DePino frozen on a fastball down the middle. Third K for Logan Forsythe. It's the first time as a pro that he has struck out three. This is his fifth professional game, fourth out of the bullpen. Logan looks good today. Here's Colby Shelton. One for two with a strikeout. Shelton trying to find a way to bring home Wolko. Tips the fastball off the catcher's mitt. Nothing in one. Righty has been warming consistently for the Cannonballers all inning. Kevin Davis goes three hitless innings. He strikes out seven, a career high. 0-1. Shelton bounces it up the middle, base hit. Wolko will score a huge two-out RBI for Shelton. And that doubles the lead. It's 3-1. Arguably the biggest swing of the evening so far. A fastball groove down the center. And Shelton turns it around. His 10th RBI of the year, third of the week. And Wolko trotted home easily from second base. A rare mistake tonight from Forsythe. And the cushion extends for Kannapolis. Up steps Miguel Santos, and he takes ball one. So the scoreless stretch ends after 3 2/3 for the Ballers. Looking for their third win in four games this week. Santos. High and inside, missed heavily with the fastball. Santos 0 for 2, but he did reach on a hit-by-pitch back in the third. 8 of 9 men aboard so far, Kannapolis. Caleb Freeman's the only one yet to reach. Forsythe picks over to first, close play, and the tag from Olsovsky not in time. Shelton just barely gets the hand back in. Colby Shelton making it a 3-1 game. Green Jackets have three offensive innings left. Do not have a hit in a couple innings. And this is shot up the middle for a base hit. Shelton will go first to third. Carey's throw is not in time. Back-to-back singles from Shelton and Santos have men at the corners. Couple consecutive hard-hit balls on fastballs against Forsythe. Two on, two out. Caleb Freeman trying to add on to this advantage. Freeman a pop up, a strikeout, and a ground out to the pitcher. Trying to snap an 0 for 3. Fastball inside corner, strike one. Two on, two out, one run already home. Offense been at a premium all day. Forsythe pick off to first late, not in time. Three hits in the inning. They have doubled their hit output from the first six frames combined. Been a clean game on both sides defensively. Runner goes from first, line drive to left, foul ball. Could not quite keep it fair, and Freeman's behind 0-2. Green Jackets created chance after chance in the early goings against Matthias Lacombe, but he induced two double plays. Both of those came with a man in scoring position and one out, and so the Green Jackets held to just one run. 0-2. Overthrown, and Freeman lays off. There is still time. Green Jackets have three innings left to work. But feels imperative to hold the runner at third here. 1-2. Called a ball off the outside corner. Wow. That was right on the edge. Has been a strike all night, all week, all season for Parker Powell. But not there. Forsyth gets squeezed. It's 2-2. New life for Freeman. Runner goes. Ball three. Runner stops himself between first and second, trying to draw the throw. And when Tanner did not oblige, Santos just jogs on up to second base. Another steal for Kannapolis. They are stacking them up tonight at seven in one game. Full count now on Freeman. Tipped foul. Seven stolen bases is the most allowed by Augusta in a single game this summer. Ballers have stolen up to eight this year. That was in their first road trip back in April. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Into right field, base hit. That'll score two more. Another two-out knock for Kannapolis. It is 5-1. And it was another fastball in the big part of the zone. Three straight two-out hits lead to three runs in the inning. Kannapolis pouring it on. Green Jackets couldn't take advantage of early chances, and Kannapolis, time and again, they are doing exactly that. Five runs on seven hits, and they've got three on four against Logan Forsyth, who for the second straight outing at home has given up a big spot. The first knock from Shelton was crucial. That one, backbreaking. Because the way the offense has been held in check today for Augusta, two runs you can work on, four runs feels a lot tougher to swallow. Four hits, three runs. Here's Arcy Hernandez. First pitch to Arcy, called a strike. That inning extended because of the called ball on ball number two against Freeman. That was fully on the outside corner and did not get the call. And Freeman took advantage. Slider in the dirt, ball one. Two biggest calls of the night in big spots have both gone the way of Kannapolis, and to their credit, they have used those calls to their advantage. It's one thing to get help. It's another to make it count. Runner breaks from first, foul ball. Forsyth not paying much attention that direction. And Freeman acknowledged that. Count 1-2. It's a long inning, and there's another arm up in the bullpen. Looks like Jalen Payton is going. Two-strike pitch to the backstop, and Freeman will take second on a wild one. 2-2 count. Green Jackets were hoping to get six out of Jeremy Reyes to be able to hold a handful of arms for the weekend. Reyes went three, Rivas two solid, Forsyth trying to get through his second inning. 2-2, down ball three, another full count. Freeman Forsyth needed just 10 pitches to get through the first inning. He has thrown 29 in this one. Fastball at the letters, ball four. Top of the zone has not been called all night. That was right there. It's the first walk from Forsyth, and there's two on. Four straight batters have reached with two down. Two out offense, the separator, and really every game this week, and it is again today. A long inning, adding to the advantage. Adrian Heal, eighth batter of the frame. Fastball, strike one. And likely going to be the final one Forsyth faces. The reliever for Kannapolis is more than ready in the pen. Been waiting for a while. Heal chases the breaking ball, nothing in two. Adrian 0 for 3 tonight, 0 for 6, 5 Ks this week. Forsyth looking to stop the bleeding. Logan delivers. Inside. 1-2. Payton appears ready in the pen. Jalen hasn't thrown in a while. He and Rivas were both on 5 days rest. Forsyth was on 6. 1-2 pitch. Down goes Heal for the third time today. Strikes out for the second straight inning, but the damage is done. Two out RBIs for Shelton and Freeman. And the Green Jackets trail by 4 at the 7th inning stretch.
All right, I'm on the concourse here.
On an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Marco Barrios will make his second appearance of the series. Barrios threw a scoreless inning of work on Monday in the Labor Day ball game. Or correction, a scoreless one-third of an inning, came on with two on and two out and stranded a pair. And now he gets a clean seventh with a heavy advantage. Kannapolis having tacked on three to run the score from 2-1 to now 5-1. Much more comfortable for the young righty. Barrios' first stateside season, he has emerged as an interesting relief prospect in the White Sox organization. Starts off with Hayden Freeze. Green Jackets needing to chip away late. First pitch off speed bounces in at 81. For Barrios, he has thrown 7 times with the Cannonballers, 8 innings, 4 runs, with 5 walks and 7 Ks. But he has thrown 4 times against Augusta, and all of them have been scoreless. 1-0, outside corner, strike one. Barrios has been great against the Green Jackets. 3 2/3, 2 hits, 3 Ks. 1-0 on Freeze, who has walked and grounded out. Swing and a miss, Freeze underneath the fastball. Barrios has been scoreless in 5 of 7 games, had a bit of a blow-up outing against Delmarva a couple weeks ago. But generally a consistent option in the late goings for Chad Pinder. See how far he's allowed to go. 1-2 on the first batter he sees. And Freeze guides it to the left side. Softly hit to Hernandez. Routine play for him. One away. It was a very slow swing for Hayden on the outside changeup, trying to keep the barrel in the zone long enough to stay back on the change. But that did not enable much power. And so Arxie could make a routine play. Leadoff man retired. Eight straight outs for Augusta's offense. Here's John Estevez, most recent man to reach. Estevez takes the off-speed low and inside, ball one. Kevin Davis, three hitless innings, two walks, and a career-high seven Ks. He's in line for the win. Would be his fourth of the year. 1-0 on Estevez. Off-speed drops into the outside corner. Good slider makes it 1-1. 6:05 start tomorrow. Ricardo Brizuela will make his final appearance of the year. Hoping for more run support than he usually gets. Estevez takes off the outside corner. Called a strike. Count 1-2. Despite the video board having it backwards. Another two-strike opportunity for Barrios. And Estevez goes down swinging. Strikeouts keep coming for Green Jackets after they set a new season high in Ks with 16 offensive on Wednesday night. They've got 11 with 7 outs to go. And this late in the year, with a back-breaking 7th inning like we just saw, it is extra tough to dig deep for the necessary interior motivation to mount the comeback the Green Jackets are looking for. Slider on the round the outside corner. That was about a half ball off, but it's called a strike 0-1. Heel consistently stealing those 50-50 calls. Adrian, not John. John Heel slices this on a line out to left, and it's right at Sprinkle who makes the catch. A scorching shot for John Heel. He put it right at the one spot. It could not be a base hit. Such has been the day for Augusta, and we head to the eighth with Jalen Payton coming on.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Jalen Payton is the new arm for the Green Jackets, third Augusta reliever of the day. Logan Forsythe, final line, two innings, four hits, and three runs, a walk in three Ks. It will be a no decision either way, but Kannapolis doing what they needed to offensively to extend the lead to a four-run advantage. Payton making his fourth pro appearance, undrafted free agent out of Georgia Tech. One earned run in four innings. Jordan Sprinkle leads off the eighth, and the 23-year-old right-hander whips in a fastball for a called strike one. Five runs, seven hits for Kannapolis, a run on three hits for Augusta. No errors either side. Sprinkle pops it up in a shallow right field. Long run for Estevez, and he will slide, and he does not make the catch. In and out of the glove, Sprinkle will get a double out of it. And if you want a microcosm of how the three Kannapolis wins have gone this week, assuming they hold on tonight, look no further than the last two at-bats. John Heel, 104 off the bat. He hits it right to Sprinkle. Sprinkle pops up against Payton, 75 miles an hour off the bat. He got jammed badly, but he dropped it right into the grass, and with Estevez playing deep, it fell in front of him for the second time today. Sprinkle's 1-for-4. Another insurance run on to start the eighth. Eli Brown bats. Brown takes ball one. Talked about it earlier in the week. It is impressive, but perhaps poor timing that Kannapolis started playing their best ball as soon as they got eliminated from playoff contention. 1-0 tipped into the mitt. Now, the second half has not been in doubt for a while. Myrtle Beach ran away in the early goings of the second half. Just came out flying, and they have the best record in single-A baseball. One of the best in the entire second half. 1-1 on Brown, taken outside. But Kannapolis, they dropped 10 in a row, including being swept by the Green Jackets, and then turned it around. They've won 10 of their last 13 games, including 2 of 3 this week. 2 balls and a strike, Payton against Brown. Brown slices it out to left center field. Plenty of space for Freeze to make the catch, and that's what he does, 1 away. 1 on, 1 out, top of 8. Green Jackets 6 outs away from their 3rd loss in 4 nights. George Wolko is 1-for-3, on base twice. He scored the 1st of 3 runs last inning. All 3 runs came with 2 outs against Logan Forsyth. A hustle double when Estevez took too long to get to what should have been a single down the right field side. And in more places than not across the Braves organization, it has not been a fun Friday. First pitch to Wolko, late on the sinking fastball, nothing in one. Columbus down 8-2 in the bottom of the ninth. That's the Double-A squad. And they just went final in a loss against the Montgomery Biscuits. Struck out 13 times in that one. Landon Harper not bad, but LJ McDonough got battered in the 8th inning. Wolko takes ball one, change up low and outside. Triple-A Gwinnett being shut out 8-0 in the 9th inning against Durham. Stripers gave up a 6th spot in the 8th inning to allow the Bulls to pull away. All against reliever Dane Dunning. But in Rome, when they're facing High A Hub City, they're having a great night. 1-1 from Payton. Crushed out to right center field. That's headed for the fence, and it is down for extra bases. Sprinkle will score from 2nd. It is an automatic double. It hit off the railing above the yellow line. Carey went full horizontal to try to make the catch, and he could not do so. RBI double for Wolko. It's 6-1. Wolko's 2nd double in as many at-bats. All 3 hits this week have been 2-baggers. And he grabs his 64th RBI of the year. That ball was crushed into the gap. 3rd straight outing with a run allowed for Payton. And the first pitch pop-up from Anthony DiPino will be tracked down in shallow center by John Heel. So a quick recovery for Jalen. And there's 2 away. But yes, Rome is up 8-0 in the 7th. 5 2/3 scoreless for Garrett Bauman. He spent all year in Rome. And the big fella out of Oviedo High School in Florida, or Hagerty High School in Oviedo, Florida, is going to end his High A campaign with a 3.4 ERA. Impressive at 20 years old. Offensively, seems like everybody's getting in on the action. Here's Colby Shelton. He takes ball one with the change. Shelton had the huge 2-out single in the 7th, made it a 3-1 game. Ballers have tacked on 3 more since. Alex Lodice, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs. Been a big day for a bunch of contributors in that order. Shelton swings under the fastball, 1-1. And the big league club, up 3-1 in the eighth against the Mariners. Paid in to Shelton, a little bit too high, two balls and a strike. Jalen, definitely a feel-good story, 23-year-old kid out of Decatur after a couple injury-plagued years at Georgia Southern. Threw great at Georgia Tech this year and now getting an opportunity with his hometown club. 2-1 breaking ball comes in, called a strike on the corner. But Payton looking to be more than just a nice little footnote. He's got an interesting three-pitch mix. He can run the fastball up to 94-95. And as he gets healthier, you wonder if there's a ceiling still to be unlocked. 2-2. Overthrown and outside. There's a bunch of interesting relievers picked up late in the draft or in the UDFA process by Atlanta this year. We'll have to keep an eye on. 3-2 delivery, bounced over to third. In between hop, off the body of Mateo and into foul territory. Runner's going to try to score from third, and Wilco does without a throw. Spun straight around the base and kept on coming. It kicked far enough away from Juan Mateo that he never had a play at the plate. Looks like it's going to be an E5. If it is, it's Juan's second error of the season. And there are five runs scored in the last two innings by the Ballers. Seven unanswered. Green Jackets scoreless since the bottom of the first. Santos will bat with two down and a man aboard. It's another unearned run charge to Jalen Payton on the E5, and that is officially what it will be. Payton from the stretch, breaking ball, down the third baseline and past Mateo into the corner. Fries was playing deep into the gap, and that will enable Santos, or Shelton rather, to score all the way from first on a triple. Santos speeds into third, RBI knock for him. Fries was slow getting over, and Kannapolis is pouring it on. 8-1. Caleb Freeman is the seventh batter of the inning. Back-to-back three-run chances for the Ballers in the seventh and eighth, and they have just about put this one out of reach. Luis Reyes took the loss last night. Jeremy Reyes is now in line for the loss today. And the Ballers are well on their way to their third win out of four. Still only top of eight. Green Jackets will get two more chances. But the lead is now seven. Freeman 1-for-4. Takes a called ball. That misses down, perhaps. Two RBI single with two outs in the seventh off of Forsyth. Made it a 5-1 game at the time. Freeman pops it up, mile high in foul territory. Mateo chasing to the fence, and he runs out of room. It ends up a couple rows deep behind the Green Jacket dugout. 1-1 on Caleb Freeman. After tonight, just two more games in the regular season. 6:05 tomorrow, the final fireworks Friday, or fireworks night, it'll be a Saturday, of 2025. Brizuela against Beitelschies. Freeman swings and misses and launched the bat out of his hand. Was late on 92, had no grip on the barrel apparently, and swung so hard he nearly decapitated his on-deck batter, Arxi Hernandez. Freeman a sheepish smile as he reapplies the pine tar. Luckily, everybody's all right. So Freeman will return on the 1-2 count. Landon Beidle, she's the sixth rounder out of Arkansas, will be making his SRP Park debut. Gave up four runs in three innings in his pro debut in Charleston. One ball, two strikes. Fouled back. Beitelschies was the highest drafted college pitcher by the Braves organization and second highest pitcher overall, behind only Briggs McKenzie, who got a big overslot deal in the fourth round out of the North Carolina high school ranks. 1-2 on Freeman. Inside, a little bit off the corner. Close miss. Still far too early to know any semblance of what the Green Jacket roster will look like in 26. The schedule only came out a few days ago. But you figure McKenzie will likely factor into plans early. 2-2 pitch. Freeman goes down on the changeup. Payton pulls the string and ends with a K, but three more runs come across. Two of them unearned. Ballers by seven as we go to the bottom of the eighth.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Immersed in the grind or off the grid, the Kumho Tire Road Venture RT offers performance without compromise. It's a tire that offers the ultimate duality. Quiet and comfortable when you're getting around town, but rugged and durable to tackle your favorite escapes. Trusted, reliable, on or off road. The Kumho Tire Road Venture RT. In the grind or off the grid. Ready for life's adventure.
Another inning for Marco Barrios, who retired the side in order in the bottom of the seventh. Green Jackets have gone down in order each of the last three frames against Davis and Barrios. And the bullpen has been grade A quality for Kannapolis here tonight. Tate Southesine leads off the eighth, 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts. And he takes a called strike to begin his fourth at bat. Good front door slider for Barrios. He continues to have Augusta's number. 19-year-old right-hander. 0-1. Gets Southesine chasing. Good breaking ball dives off the corner. Green Jackets just no answer for Barrios. 19-year-old second-year pro out of Acarigua in the Venezuela area. Signed late in October in 2023, so he was very much at the end of the international timetable that summer. Southesine tips it into the mitt, and he goes down on three pitches. Barrios gets his second K. Green Jackets have struck out 12 times in back half of the ball game. The offense has gone down with a whimper time and again. Owen Carey looking for his first hit of the day. Carey hits in six of his last seven ball games. Check swing, he went around on a first pitch breaking ball. Just tough at bat after tough at bat. Nothing doing for Augusta. Meanwhile, Kannapolis looks in final form with each passing hitter. Barrios, that slow leg kick, and then he gets Carey to chase a changeup. Did make contact on the ball below his ankles. 0-2 though. Sunday, final game of the regular season, 1:35 matinee. Jacob Schaefer will take the ball for the Green Jackets. Final time this year. 0-2 pitch. Carey broken bat roller towards second. Santos charging in. Glove flip to first and gets Carey on the 4-3. Bat splinters. Carey retired. Up steps Dixon Williams. Schaefer will take on Fabian Isala, the 20-year-old right-hander who we have not seen before. Isala, a bit of a recent addition to the roster for Kannapolis. He'll be making his third start with the Cannonballers, or third appearance and first start. First pitch to Williams, swing and a miss. Isala will be a bit of an opener, and Jake Curtis, who started on Monday, will come behind him. Those two will make up the lion's share of outs for the Cannonballers. 0-1 as Barrios looks to face the minimum. Williams plunks it foul, nothing in two. And because the Green Jackets have had no answer for either reliever, Davis set a new career high in innings, and Barrios may get a chance to do the same. It's already the longest outing in a Cannonballer uniform for Marco Barrios. He's only gone two innings once this year. That was back in the complex. One strike away from doing so tonight. And got him swinging. Williams goes down on strikes. Green Jackets lifeless since the early goings. And Barrios just keeps on stacking zeros against Augusta. 8-1, we head to the ninth.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Another inning for Jalen Payton. The righty will go back out. This will be his second straight multi-inning outing. And there is nobody really behind him at the moment. The goal is to get him through the ninth and save Jackson Danley Carter-Lovaz for the next couple days. Vital Sheez starts tomorrow. Luis Cifuentes will piggyback behind him. First pitch to Arxi Hernandez, taken for a called strike. Now, Cifuentes worked 4 2/3 of relief last time he threw. That was in Charleston when he got the win. So he can give you plenty of time out of the pen. Hernandez fouls it back. But there will be no piggyback arm on Sunday. Schaefer is usually good for 4 or 5 innings. So you'd like to have as many arms as possible for the weekend. 0-2. That was behind the head of Hernandez. Payton threw it behind his helmet. That'll brush you back. Hernandez has walked twice, popped up, and struck out. Target set at the knees from Smith. Payton comes right back inside and misses again. 2-2. Green Jackets will have Mateo Olsavsky and Smith two up in the ninth. Their final gasp. No runs since the first. No hits since the second. And this is rocketed through the left side for a base knock. Slider stayed up. Hernandez has his first hit. Leadoff man on. It's 11 hits and counting for Kannapolis. And there is nobody throwing in the pen at the moment. Barrios might be going for the 9-out save. Adrian Heal, the only man who hasn't reached base yet for Kannapolis. 3 strikeouts and an unsuccessful bunt attempt. He's under the fastball, nothing in one. Paid in three runs allowed, but only one of them earned. An E5 on Mateo, brought home two. Slider down, 1-1. And we talked about it early. Matias Lacombe was able to weasel his way out of dangerous spots in both the first and second. Two double plays with just one run allowed. And just as he did last time out, he settled in after the first. Fastball down, 2-1. Lacombe only went three innings. He stranded four in that time. Two walks, two hit by pitches, and three singles. And then Kevin Davis and Marco Barrios have been brilliant. This is lofted foul down the left field line. 2-2 count on Adrian Heal. It's the second straight start in which the first has been dangerous for Lacombe. But then he has reset. And just like he did against Salem last week, he limited the damage today. Meanwhile, the bats have taken Augusta to task no matter which pitcher has been on. Fastball at the knees, called strike three, and Heal has a golden sombrero. Four Ks for Adrian Heal. That one around the inside corner. Payton gets his second strikeout. 11 Ks for Green Jacket pitching, 13 for the Cannonballers. One on, one out, back to the top for Jordan Sprinkle. 1-for-4 with a pair of runs scored. Payton out of the stretch, finds the knees for strike one. Sprinkle a double to lead off the eighth against Payton. Blooped one in front of Estevez, who tried to make the sliding catch and couldn't squeeze it. 0-1, check swing, they will appeal. Sprinkle did not go. These two teams will see each other 12 times in 2026 after playing 18 times this year. Fastball inside, 2-1. All 12 of those games will come in the month of May. Kannapolis is here the first week of the month. It's the back half of a 12-game homestand for Augusta, the first of two 12-game homestands next year. This is on the ground to third, could be two. Mateo, Williams, and Olsowski safe. Wow, a close call at first. Olsowski a good stretch, and Sprinkle beats it out. He's hearing it from the fans, from the Green Jacket dugout. Just about everybody that would listen. Keeps the inning alive for Eli Brown. But he has 12 games, 6 here in May, and then 6 out at Atrium Health Ballpark. Eli Brown takes ball one. So far this year, it's been a pretty even battle. Assuming Kannapolis holds on to this 7-run advantage, it will be 8 wins aside through the first 16 games. Bounced over to first, big hop for Olsowski, and he ends the inning. Payton posts a zero, works around the leadoff single. To the bottom of the ninth we go, Green Jackets needing a boatload.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Marco Barrios looking for his first single A save. It would be a nine-out endeavor, and if you get the final nine outs of the ballgame, as long as you're not the winning pitcher, regardless of score, it's a save scenario, and that's where Barrios finds himself. Retired six batters in six chances, three strikeouts, two groundouts, and a line out to sharp left field. Juan Mateo 0-3. He will lead off the ninth. Green Jackets trailing 8-1. Has not been what Augusta hoped it would be in the year's final Friday. After a 7-0 win last night, the offense has dissipated against Lacombe, Davis, and Barrios. First pitch to Juan Mateo. Big swing and fouled back. Off speed poked away. Nothing in one. Mateo, four-game hit streak in jeopardy. Second streak of four games or more this year, at least since being promoted to Augusta. Barrios out of the stretch and gets Mateo waving at another off-speed, 0-2. It is a special kind of one-sided the way Barrios has faced the Green Jackets this year. As soon as he made his pro debut, or at least his single-A debut, Mateo, three pitches, three strikes, and is blown away. Everything moves. Everything stays on the corners. Barrios has struck out three of four hitters. It's officially his longest outing of the season. He did have two saves last year in the Dominican Summer League where he went up to 3 3rd innings. Joe Olsovsky takes a called strike on the breaking ball. Numbers, nothing to write home about in the DSL, but boy, he has turned it on this year. Olsovsky lofts that out to left center, and that will be tracked down at waist height by Jordan Sprinkle. Two down in the bottom of the ninth. Tanner Smith, who's 0-3 with three Ks, is the final hope for Augusta. Smith had two home runs last night. And he cuts through the first pitch he sees, a high fastball, 0-1. Three innings of one-run baseball for Matthias Lacombe, and then Augusta has been no hit through 5 2/3 by the combination of Kevin Davis and Marco Barrios. Off-speed in the dirt, 1-1. Davis in line for the win, two walks and seven strikeouts. Barrios has struck out four of the eight batters he's seen. Two balls and one strike on Tanner. Looking to reach base, looking to put a ball in play for the first time. Smith takes it high and inside, ball three. Chance to be the first base runner against Barrios. Green Jackets have worked four walks today and have three singles. No extra base hits to speak of. Just a quiet game all the way around. Off speed outside, and Smith will work that two-out walk. So the Green Jackets get their first base runner since the fourth. They still do not have a hit since the second. And Hayden Fries will get one more opportunity. Fries has extended his on-base streak to 11 with a second-inning walk against Lacombe. Five walks, all of them brought to you by Laziza Mediterranean Grill. Still one out away from a W for Barrios. And he buries the off-speed 1-0. Barrios looking for his third professional save, first stateside. Did not have one in the FCL. Two ground outs since the walk for Freeze. Lefty takes a called strike, 1-1. So Kannapolis, barring miracle, will improve to 63-67 on the year. 31-33 in the second half. Do have a chance to finish at 500 in the second half, if not the whole year. Bounced up the middle. This should do it, right? To Shelton. He steps on the bag, and the ball game is over. Marco Barrios gets the save, his first as a Cannonballer, and it is an 8-1 shellacking of the Green Jackets by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Took the lead in the top of the third and never gave it back. Green Jackets, three hits, nothing since the second inning. Albert Rivas, the only man to post zeros on the day, went two scoreless between the fourth and the fifth. And then three spots of insurance in both the seventh and the eighth for the Ballers. Three runs off of Logan Forsyth, all of them earned. Three runs against Jalen Payton, although two of those three did come in unearned. Albert Rivas will be your Premier Network's It Guy of the game with those two zeros. Green Jackets only had two men reach multiple times. Dixon Williams, a walk and a hit by pitch. Joe Olsovsky, a single and a walk. But all in all, a relatively forgettable game for Augusta. And the good news is there are two more chances left in this summer. 8 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Kannapolis. The Ballers leave on 12, but still hit with runners in scoring position. That was the impressive piece for them, is the fact that Kannapolis was 5 for 18. They just kept creating chance after chance. Green Jackets a run, 3 hits, and 1 error, and left on 7, 6 of which came in the first 4 innings of the day. Kevin Davis will get the win for the Cannonballers. He's 4-3. Davis went 3 no-hit innings with 7 strikeouts and just 2 walks allowed. Jeremy Reyes takes the loss. He's now 4-6, and that is where he will end his 2025 season. Good year all the way around. Bit of a tough way to finalize for Jeremy, but still an impressive summer nevertheless. And Marco Barrios gets the save. 3 innings, no hits, and 4 Ks. Green Jackets struck out 14 times today and could not take advantage of the sellout crowd. 51-05 packing into the park for Bluey night. Ball game took 2 hours and 45 minutes, and the yard had cleared out notably by the last couple innings. 6:05 start tomorrow, penultimate game of the summer. It will be Landon Beidle, she's for Augusta, and Ricardo Brizuela for Kannapolis. We'll be live at 5:55 here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, and we are excited to share these last couple games of the summer with you. For tonight, though, we bid you farewell. For Wes Cooper, Brett Islar, Travis Islar, and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you so much for being with us. Ballers win big. They've taken 3 of the first 4 this series.